are at the 2017 NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida, with PSEU Steve Salzer. How are you, Steve?
Doing great, Mike.
Good. How about you? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, you guys had a big conference last week out in, I think it was Palm Desert, California,
out
in my neck of the woods, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so how'd that go?
Fantastic. Yeah. It really, in fact, I'm still jazzed now with the high energy here, still feeding off the high energy that we had out there. We had almost 800 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So it was really a tremendous event. Fantastic on lots of fronts, and really great to connect with our members, talk to them about what matters to them, what challenges they're facing, what things we can do to try to help them they compete.
Yeah, what were they talking about? What are some of the challenges that you guys were talking about there?
Yeah.
What was the buzz of the show?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things we really have talked with them about is the things that PSU can do to support, protect, and optimize. Mm-hmm. So really that's kind of the framework that we've been discussing with them and listening on things that matter to them. So on the support side, it's really about tools and solutions that we can offer them to help them as they try to manage their business and deal with members and improve efficiency and their performance.
Right.
So one of those tools is Quick Assist, which is a tool that credit union employees can use to manage their services with us, their interaction, how they manage their credit card portfolio, and other parts of their business with us.
So something, is it like a communications type tool that makes things much more efficient
it's
and easier?
It's more than that. It's a communications and then also a way to systematize how they can manage interactions with us. And for example,
and track it and all that type of stuff.
Track it. Okay, and like for credit cards, for example, how they can look up information about a credit card or manage their credit card portfolio. So really a streamlined tool that we've come out with in the last couple of years.
Very nice. Yep. So in those conversations, what did you find that were keeping credit union CEOs and other leaders up all night? What was keeping them awake? Are there any issues that were being transpired there that you guys could help them out with?
Yeah, a number of things that they've talked about. So data security is something that's really important to them, making sure that their members' data is secure. Mm-hmm. You keep hearing about more and more issues out there with different data breaches. Mm-hmm. So really that's something that, making sure analytics is another area. How can they maximize? So you want to keep the data secure, but by the same token, you've got a lot of data. So how can you maximize the benefits that you can get? How can you use that data to better serve the member, to potentially change products and services, to look at other ways of doing things, add on products to things, so various ways to try to use the data.
Yeah, because data analytics, it used to be like back in the server room where the IT guys were talking about. Now it's in every department throughout the credit union. It is an enterprise-wide thing that is affecting everybody these days.
Absolutely. It completely is. And so we're excited that a few years ago we began investing in an analytics platform, and it's really starting to play big dividends. We have several hundred credit unions that are using that platform, and we're looking at ways to enhance it over time based on feedback from them of information that they can use that's actionable, that they can help in managing the credit union.
Isn't this amazing? I mean, just a few years ago, we weren't even talking about this stuff. It wasn't even, well, I'm sure it was on the horizon for some of the proactive thinkers out there, but for regular folks like me, it was like, what? I mean, now it's so prevalent. I mean, it's a have to now.
It is a have to. Absolutely. I mean, it used to be sort of a nice to. Now it's absolutely a have to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Anything else to add here to kind of wrap up?
Because
you guys are doing some great stuff
there.
Like
I had mentioned, support, protect, and optimize. So protect is about the fraud and identity theft. So doing things to try to protect the credit union and its members.
Yeah.
So lots going on there, EMV, tokenization, biometrics, a lot of different things. And then optimize is really kind of a core strength of PSU, things that we can do to optimize the credit union's performance. So things like campaigns to help them with credit cards. Analytics is a perfect example to help them kind of optimize the performance of the credit union.
Right on. What do you see coming down? What do you see for the rest of 2017?
Wow, more of the same.
Get your crystal ball out.
Right? Yeah, so, who knows what's going to happen in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, no doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
Lots of talk about, with Trump and Congress, what things they may or may not do. Mm-hmm. We'll see how things play out there. So I'm sure there'll be some curveballs that we get there that we have to react to, hopefully positive curveballs.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Yeah.
No doubt. And otherwise, we're hearing that the market's doing pretty well. So it's really how can credit unions do even better in their performance and serving members?
Indeed. Great yep. message to end on. Steve, thank you so much, and thank you for your support as well here.
Thanks, Mike. Our
always
pleasure.
A pleasure. You guys are doing
thank
some good
you.
Stuff there, man.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
You too.
Well done.